Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 3, Dr. Bloom started to give us his outline for chapter 3. Let's resume that discussion today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible says.
So now going from chapter 2 and the behavior in the church, now we're going to look at this behavior. The pastor is to preach. Of our relationship in the world, because it is God's eyes that view our behavior as to whether or not it becomes holiness. It's so imperative that we preach God's holiness. Without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. So again, you're in the world. Your relationship to the world is how do you represent Jesus Christ before the world? That's the question. How do you represent Jesus Christ before the world? So this is of utmost importance to us. Now, again, we are still just getting started here on chapter 3. So I'm going to give you now the outline of chapter 3. This is the outline. This is something that you need to follow. You can write it down now, and this is unusual for me because I'm going to give you actually longer ones, longer definitions than I normally would. Usually we use a short sentence or three words. Sometimes it's an alliterated words that we use for it, but I'm not necessarily doing that. So, I hope you write this down, and if you don't get it, then go back and listen to it on our website and get it then. Okay, Roman numeral 1 for chapter 3 of Titus. Behavior as becometh holiness before the unsaved, that is, in front of the unsaved. But it doesn't stop there. Okay, number 2, behavior as becometh holiness before the unsaved and the worldly Christian. This includes those who are over us in a lawfully appointed authority. Whether they are in Christ or unsaved, yet we're never to be so at the expense of being disobedient to the Word of God, the Scripture. Remember, Peter and John was told not to speak any longer in his name. They were told that by authority. That was even done by unbelieving authority. But we're supposed to give them respect and obey, unless there's a contradiction between the commandment that they give us from their position and the Word of God. You always, 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 always stick with the Word of God. And so if we're going to stick with the Word of God, then you don't disobey a command of God in order to obey man. Now, there are those that try to do these things. They try to bring the world in, making us relevant to the world. And that is the biggest mistake I see going on today. When I think of some of these things, for an example, I had a cold, had cough medicine that was taken. But we had a man in the church that was really down that I preached against social drinking. Okay. What does that tell you about him? But he said to me one day, Pastor, have you ever had cough syrup? I said, yeah. Then you drink alcohol. Okay. I said, Let me put it this way. You think it's all right to take a toast or a celebratory drink in that matter? Is that what you're saying? Yeah. Okay. Why don't you just give everybody the next party or something like that, give them cough syrup and just let them drink cough syrup to celebrate? You'd be getting your alcohol. Of course, he didn't like that. He just shook his head. Now, come on, it's not reasonable. Yeah, yeah, it's not, is it? What you're saying is not right. It's not right. It's not wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. You see, when the shoe went on the other foot, he did not like it. But the truth of the matter is, he was trying to do something to satisfy his flesh and feel good about it. And so often they'll say this, oh, we've got liberty. This is an age of grace. We've got grace. Look, people were saved by grace in the Old Testament. Faith by God's grace, through faith by God's grace. That's what Romans tells us about Abraham. He believed, therefore it's counted to him for righteousness. As the righteousness of Christ was accounted to him for his being willing to offer his son sacrifice. He had a free will to disobey him, but he did not. He obeyed what God told him to do, and he's going to do it when God stopped him. But what I'm saying is that don't try to find loopholes in the Bible to justify you fulfilling the lust of the flesh, because when you start doing that, you'll always misunderstand and misspeak what the Scripture is actually teaching. So be very careful not committing that sin, because that is sin and it is evil in God's sight. Okay, now that brings me to number two. Okay, that's just number one. Roman numeral number two in this outline. Behavior as becometh holiness in this world by a living according to the example of what Christ did for us. That is for us who are saved. Now, me, I can tell you 100% so, me didn't deserve this grace, this saving grace of God. I did not deserve. And no one under the sound of my voice here didn't deserve salvation if you have salvation. You don't deserve it. The wages of sin is death, but the gift, it's not just desert, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So again, we didn't deserve this great grace of God, but he extended it to us. And we must show the same grace toward mankind, who are also undeserving. And so that's what we're going to see in verses 5 through 7. And behaviors becometh holiness in the world by living according to the example of what Christ did for us. Again, that's verses 5 through 7 in this. Now, the other one, the first one we did, behaviors becometh holiness before the unsaved and the worldly Christians. And as we went on to explain those things, that in Christ, the unsaved need to see that holiness. And so you don't try to impress the unsaved at the expense of disobedience to Scripture. And so that's covered in verses 1 through 4, when we're reminded of what we were at one time. Sometimes we need to be reminded so that we know, yes, God can save. Don't give up on a soul. God can save them. So if you're saved, and we who are saved, none of us deserve. And so verses 5 through 7 is looking at the grace to mankind was all undeserved. Now, behavior, Roman numeral 3, as becometh holiness, evidenced by works, as beheld by the world on a daily basis. Positive versus negative, you might say here. You say, what do you mean by that, Pastor Bloom? Because this is going to be verses 8 through 11. Okay, positive versus negative. Let's imagine something bad happened. Maybe you stubbed your toe. Maybe somebody drops a heavy instrument, tool or something, and it hits you on the arm or somewhere else in your body, and maybe even breaks a bone. Okay. Would it be all right to say, ow, that hurt? Yes, it would be. But what about those that start letting curse words out of their mouth? Taking God's name in vain. You see, the Christian's behavior as becometh holiness in front of the world, then when he, in a bad thing, a very bad thing happens, he doesn't cuss. He stays right. He doesn't use that language. You see, this is the behavior we're being told about. Behavior as becometh holiness in front of the world. And so we're seeing this behavior on Roman numeral 3, which covers verses 8 through 11, whereas the last one was verses 5 through 7. Then he's, now, number 4, behavior as becometh holiness in our participation of mission, home and abroad. That's verses 12 through 14. Again, behavior as becometh holiness in our participation of missions at home or abroad. And that's verses 12 through 14. Then number 5, Roman numeral 5, behavior as becometh holiness is seen in our love for one another between the church, missionaries, and the ministries of the church, which Christ said is our testimony to the world. And so that looks at verse 15. So as we go to the outline, keep these things in mind because we're going to hit each one. And first of all, is Roman numeral 1 that we're going to hit. So again, let me read that first verse to you. And as I read that verse, I want you to think. Keep it in mind. Behavior as becometh holiness. That's the thing. Put them in mind to be subject to principality. Now, right now, you might say principalities and powers, to obey magistrates, to be ready to every good work. Those things would include your president. Now, right now, as I speak, Mr. Biden is the president. Should he die immediately? Miss Harris would be the president. If the two of those died together, Mrs. Pelosi would be the president. So you can see how that goes, is that some people say, man, it just gets worse, doesn't it? Some say, well, it gets better. And, of course, those are opinions of people.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website, and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my